following is the President's speech at Seminole, Oklahoma, Wednesday, December 29, 1948.
It's a honor and privilege this morning to have welcomed to Seminole some very distinguished guests. First, I would like to present to you the next junior United States Senator from Oklahoma, Honorable Robert S. Kerr.
Hello, Claude.
And now, friends, I would like to present to you the beloved Governor of Oklahoma, His Excellency, Governor Roy Turner.
Thank you, Tom. Of course, you all know who Tom Speed is. Tom is to be the next congressman from your district. My fellow Oklahomans, friends of Seminole, it is a great pleasure to me to have the privilege of presenting to you the President of the United States and the next President of the United States.
This is a wonderful morning to be in one of the oil capitals of Oklahoma this early and to see that everybody in this part of Oklahoma is out. That's what really pleases me, and to see that you're all so happy. I've had a most pleasant trip from the Red River to Oklahoma City and across the Rock Island to eastern Oklahoma. Your governor has been a perfect host. He's seen to it that the President has had every courtesy. He and Ms. Turner have made it so pleasant for us last night in Oklahoma City. I was told that they had one of the finest meetings for women there that's ever been held in any part of the United States. And I suggested that the managers of that meeting go up to Kansas City and show them how to do it. You people are interested in the issues that are before the country in this campaign, or you wouldn't be out here this morning to listen to what your president has to say. And these issues are clearly drawn. It means special privilege against the people. The Republicans have always stood for special privilege. They conclusively proved in this last meeting of the Congress, which they controlled, that their ideal is for those people who are at the top. They are not interested in the welfare of the people as a whole. That's been the policy of the Democratic Party from the beginning, to work in the interest of the country as a whole. You know, this last year we had the greatest income in the history of the world, $217 billion. And that income was so distributed that the farmer got his fair share, the working man got his fair share, and the businessman got his fair share. There wasn't any distribution of that wealth so that the hogs could get the best of it. But the Republicans are trying to repeal that situation. They have begun immediately to undermine the farm program, to take the liberties away from labor, and to absolutely smother the small businessman. That's the issue in this campaign. I want you to bear that in mind. I want you to study those issues. I'm trying to put them to you boldly so you can understand exactly what we're doing. As President of the United States, I represent all the people in the country. I don't represent any special interests. But you'll find that this 80th Congress was completely surrounded by lobbies from every special interest in the country. And they listened to those lobbies, as the results show. They tried to tear up the rural electrification program. They cut the appropriations for the farmers to the point where it was almost necessary to close up shop. If it hadn't been for the fighting Democrats in the Senate of the United States, the farm appropriation would have been cut 37%. Now, you're interested in soil conservation. You're interested in farm support prices. You're interested in REA. I am too. I want to continue those things. I want to continue them on the basis so that instead of having 65% of the farms in the United States with rural electrification, I want 100% of them to have it. Well, you didn't have any rural electrification before the Democrats came along and gave it to you. And now, if you want to throw it away, The best way to do it is to take these special privilege fellas and let them take it away from you and give it to the Power Trust. That's what they want to do. They cut out the appropriations for the feeder lines from the dams where most of this power is developed for rural electrification and tried the best to make it possible for the Power Trust to take that power at the dam and then charge you whatever they please for it. I'm against that. I think the government is for the people, and I've tried to show that all over the country. You know where I stand. Go and find out where the other people stand. They'll give you a lot of double talk and talk about home and mother and what a beautiful country this is, but they won't tell you what the issues are in this campaign because they're afraid. They know very well if the people understand what the issues are, they're having a chance to win on November the 2nd. I want to tell you something. You want to help this situation. You want to turn out in mass on election day and see that Bob Kerr and Tom Street go to Congress. They're two fine men. They're Democrats and they believe in the same principles of government that I do. Now, this is a crucial campaign. I wouldn't be making this crusade across this country and working from daylight to dark trying to tell you people exactly what the issues are if I didn't believe that it was absolutely necessary. So, it's your interest that you're voting for. You're not only voting for me for President of the United States, but you are voting for yourselves and your own interests when you vote the Democratic ticket straight, which I know you're going to do on November the 2nd. I can't tell you again how much I appreciate this turnout. How'd you like to meet my family? Well, I'll introduce the boss first. And my daughter Margaret.